Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we pray that today we may know more of your love as we consider these readings. We ask it in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Saviour. Amen. Now, there's something that brings us all together today, because we all have mothers. And if you think about it, every bird, animal, fish and insect has a mother. It's common and universal. Now, what kind of mother we have varies. The Bible tells us that the ostrich is a bad mother. Why? Because she lays her eggs and leaves them in the sand, not thinking they might be trampled on. She does not care, the Bible says, because God did not give her wisdom. And then it adds, but she can run faster than a horse. So whatever qualities we have, we've always got some good ones, even the ostrich. God gives many and varied gifts. So what are the good qualities of motherhood? They were in our first reading. A mother calls to her children, teaches them, and carries them in her arms. She leads them by the hand. She tends them when they were sick and brings healing with her love. She always acts kindly. She feeds and nourishes her children. Isn't that a beautiful picture? Now, who can say they have experienced that 100% with their natural mother, or being a mother like that for the children that we all care for? We can't, can we? And we've just said we're sorry for our failings in our service. But wait a minute. Who was actually speaking in that first reading? Who said, when Israel was a child, I loved him, called him, taught him, carried him, healed him, and nourished him? It's God himself. God is like that because God is perfect love. God wants to show us his love and for us to experience his love. Yet we read in verse 7, my people are determined to turn from me. That's us, when we just don't get that God really and truly loves us and wants the very best for us. Then instead we think of him as a killjoy or a judge or someone we need to keep on side. But God had a plan. He wants us to really know that he loves us whatever we go through. And his plan was to send his son, Jesus Christ, to show us what he is like, and to demonstrate his love by living with us on this planet with all the joys and all the sorrows that we share. Jesus comes right into the hustle and bustle of human life. Looking at Jesus, reading about Jesus, we see all the characteristics of perfect love. Now, Jesus, like his father, is a good teacher. So he does not give us a list of adjectives like good, kind, tender, etc. to describe God. Instead, he tells us stories to get our attention and give us insight into God and into ourselves. He takes a sheep and a coin to teach us. Now, what do we know about sheep? First, each lamb recognizes the call of its mother, and each ewe recognizes the call of its lamb. In the same way, God calls us each by name. Sheep can recognize human faces. They recognize a kind, familiar face, but turn away from an unknown, threatening face. They live together in a flock. What a lovely picture of harmonious loving under God's protection we are getting. But sheep wander. They go off in search of something better to eat than what they already have. They get lost. Some find themselves on a precipice and can only cry out and wait to be rescued. Some get stuck in snowdrifts and need rescuing before they die of cold. I'm also told that once a sheep is really down and on its back, it cannot get up. It desperately needs rescuing. These characteristics of sheep actually describe us and what we are like. As the Bible says in Psalm 95, we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. What does a good shepherd do when a sheep is missing? Of course, he searches for the sheep. He comes looking for them. We may have seen pictures of sheep being dug out of snowdrifts in the bad weather, or farmers going out with their sheepdogs or on their quad bikes to hunt for missing sheep. Jesus tells us in this story that God is like that. God is searching for us. Indeed, Jesus says of himself, the Son of God, I am the Good Shepherd. Again, what a wonderful picture the Bible is giving. God is like a mother, and he cares for us like the best mother ever. He cares for us 100%. He is also like the Good Shepherd, who comes looking for us when we are lost. We only need to call out like the little lamb waiting for its mother to find him, for God to hear us and come. God is like that, Jesus says. But Psalm 95 warns us again, do not harden your hearts. And God often says to each of us, do not be determined to turn from me. He longs for us to soften our hearts and invite him in. You may be saying, I'm a person, or I'm praying for a person who has no intention of calling out to God. Jesus, in his wisdom, knows that. And he gives us a second picture to go with this one. It's a picture of a lost coin, which cannot call out. His first listeners would have known about this coin and how precious it is. I'm told it's part of the headdress given to a bride when she married in the Jewish culture. In our society, it is as serious as losing an engagement ring or wedding ring. And perhaps you know the feeling of losing things when you can't find your keys or your mobile. Or, as somebody told me the other day, when you actually lose your child. The coin in the story represents something very special and greatly treasured, just like God treasures us. We can perhaps think of the bottle top, pen top, or pound coin which we drop. Have you noticed? They always roll away. You really have to hunt for them. It's amazing into which dusty corners they can roll. We have to search very carefully to find what we have dropped, because it does not stay where it first hit the ground, but twists and spins off in another direction. When we deliberately turn from God, who knows where we will land? A sheep can know that it is lost and called out, but a coin cannot. You may know people who have no understanding of what they are missing without Jesus Christ in their lives. They need our prayers and our love. Never give up praying. They may not know they are lost, but God is nevertheless looking for them. I remember a mum whose son went away and never got in touch. She kept a calendar fixed at the day she last saw him and prayed. We prayed with her. He did come back, bringing a wife and children with him. You can imagine the rejoicing and the spread set before them when they finally came back home for their first meal. That mother was happy ever after and continued to rejoice. That son was restored. Now that is how Jesus ends both these stories. There is rejoicing in heaven, he tells us, over one person who turns round and comes home to him. We go astray when we wander from God, forget about him, neglect our relationship with him, and choose our own ways. Conversely, God and all heaven have a party of joy when we turn round and come back to him. When we come to God and read his word, at any time we get refreshed. Another name for this Sunday is Refreshment Sunday. Now you may be a sheep who has not wandered from God, staying close within the church, within the church flock, all your life. So this day is for you. From time to time we need to come to God for strength for the way ahead. Perhaps Lent has been long and you've faced difficulties and need a little tender care from God. We may need to refresh our understanding of his love because of a shock, a loss, or a new challenge. This Sunday is for you too. God's love never fails. As Jeremiah called out to his listeners, in the worst of times, when they were taken from their homes by a foreign power, God's love is new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. Now we're going to apply this to our lives. I hope the children are listening now because they're involved in this. I've hidden a sheep and a coin somewhere in the church. I would like some of the children to come, like the Good Shepherd, Jesus, and come with me to look for the sheep and to look for the coin. Now the rest of you, you're the friends and neighbours, hoping and praying that the lost will be found. When we bring them home to the front, your job is to rejoice, to be happy, and to welcome them. Then we will think of God and all the angels who rejoice each time we remember that God loves us and wants us to have our own special share in his love.